Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to KMOX anytime, anywhere. Download the Radio.com app today.
Mr. Trump has magic about him.
This is the greatest country in the world, but we do have some really stupid people.
How can I describe our leaders better than the word stupid?
This guy has magic coming out his ears.
This is the most unethical sham.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Now, Mark Reardon.
I've never known a guy more talented at untangling politics so that anyone can understand.
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you Al Sharpton, thank you J.K. Simmons as well, 206, good afternoon, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin right now, which of course is south of Milwaukee, north of Chicago. He met with business owners that had been looted and with law enforcement. He's heaping praise right now into law enforcement. That's not going to go well with the members of the Democrat Party, is it? You know, it's interesting right now. I put a story, the New York Times tweeted this out about 7 hours ago, and I saw this. And seriously, when I'm sitting here doing show prep and I'm getting ready for the day, and I'm hammering Diet Cokes because that's what I do. We told this story last week when I wasn't feeling well a couple of weeks ago. I can't even get one Diet Coke down. But today's a good day. And Dave Klein, you'll be glad to know I'm probably 6 or 7 in, which means I'm feeling pretty good today. But I spit some of it out of my nose earlier because I saw this headline, or I guess this was the tweet from the New York Times. As right-wing groups increasingly move to confront protesters in U.S. cities, demonstrators are assessing how to keep themselves safe. That's an actual story in the New York Times right now. I mean, it is absolutely ludicrous what's happening right now. And the CNNs and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they're all in on this. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but they're acting like, and here's the one thing that I would say, is people in this country, even people who are on the left, they're not that stupid. They understand that this is being driven by the left, by Antifa. Look, the guy in Portland proudly says, I'm 100% Antifa. And we're going to get to Kyle Rittenhouse here in just a second because there's a complete double standard in how that's being covered compared to how the guy in Portland is being covered. But let's go to one of the comments. This was actually from yesterday. I got some Trump stuff as we get through the show this afternoon. We're going to cover a lot of different things. Joe Donlan's coming up here in a couple of minutes. He's a news anchor at WGN America. He's from St. Louis. WGN America is going to launch something called News Nation tonight, which is, and we'll see if there's an audience looking for people who want their news served up opinion-free. So he's coming up. I got the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff, all these things this afternoon. Also, Pat Hagan from the pageant in Del Mar Hall, because there's this effort out there to save our stages for, you know, these small music venues and musicians, and I am 100% behind that. Sorry about that. I had some headphone issues here I had to clear up. All right, Kayleigh McEnany yesterday with this smackdown when the press corps, the White House press corps, is acting like this is being driven by, you know, right-wing agitators. They're the ones that are causing all this stuff in these cities that we're seeing right now.
so interesting to me to see Democrats who once disparaged, who ignored the violence, I should say, all of a sudden caring about it. But let's not forget what they said previously. Speaker Nancy Pelosi downplaying the violence rocking U.S. cities, ignorantly saying people will do what they do. Jerry Nadler, when asked about Antifa, he said that was a myth that's being spread around Washington, D.C. It's not a myth. In fact, an Antifa individual took the life of an innocent Trump supporter in Portland.
So, and that's true. I will say this, and we'll get into this a little bit later with the Kyle Rittenhouse story. Look, both of those cases are very different, and all the facts aren't known yet. So we don't know exactly what happened in Portland yet. I take a bit of a wait-and-see approach, although we have some witness accounts and other information. We kind of know what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. People are outraged what the president said there, but here's a little bit more of Kaylee.
We have Rep. Ayanna Pressley saying that she wanted unrest in the streets. Chris Cuomo saying, show me where it says protesters are supposed to be peaceful. I'll give you an idea, Chris. It's the Constitution. Don Lemon saying, quote, the rioting has to stop, Chris, as you know, and I know. It's showing up in the polls. It's showing up in the focus groups. It's the only thing right now that's sticking. So now all of a sudden, 90 days later, I from this podium have talked about law and order. The president has talked about law and order repeatedly. But because the polling has shifted, now it's time for the Democrats to deny what they said previously and all of a sudden focus on law and order. I'll leave you with this. That's like the arsonist blaming the firefighter.
It's exactly what it is. She absolutely nailed it there. So when we get to 235, I got Joe Donlin coming up here to talk about News Nation at WGN America, which you can watch here in St. Louis on cable. But I am going to spend a little time on Kyle Rittenhouse and what the president said yesterday. Let's play this, Dave, because this was in a news event with the White House press corps late yesterday. He was asked about Rittenhouse. Of course, all of the the pundits take off on this. CNN is outraged. I saw one, I can't remember which lawmaker it was. It was a member of, it was a House or Senate member out in Massachusetts or somewhere out east that, you know, basically quoted the president and said, hey, this dude is charged with murder. Yeah, he's charged with murder. That doesn't mean he's going to be convicted of murder. In fact, I would put a lot of chips on the table to say he will not be convicted probably of anything, but we'll have to see. But here's what the president said yesterday.
That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Do you think private citizens should be taking guns?
I'd like to see law enforcement take care of everything. I think everything should be taken care of, law enforcement. But again, we have to give our cops back, our police back, their dignity.
Look, this kid, he is 17 years old, and I personally wish he wouldn't have gone up there with his rifle. However, it's hard for me to believe. You know, I said this, I don't even think I said it on the air. Dave Klein, you'll remember because we talked about it a little bit. You know, this is the first time in my career over the last 4 months, maybe the last 3 years, that I've really been afraid to say things on the radio. Never been afraid to say anything in my entire career. But now I'm afraid to say things because I have a 5-year-old daughter and I'm 10 years away from retirement. Hopefully sooner than that. Look, I'd quit tomorrow if I win the Powerball, especially with the nonsense going on in this country. But you know, the bottom line is you're misinterpreted all the time. And even when I say what I'm about to say, I feel, and I think that you're just lying to yourself, if you don't think that Kyle Rittenhouse would be at the very least in the ICU if they grabbed his gun, at the very least. It may be worse than that. Now, that doesn't defend all his actions because I don't know all his actions. But I think if you have someone that is trying to hammer you in the head with a skateboard, you might have a case for defense. And the attorneys weighed on this, too. We'll get to that a little bit later. Joe Donlin, who is a St. Louis native. I think he even can answer the high school question. He's the lead anchor at WGN for News America. A brand new broadcast kicks off tonight. Joe's coming up next on KMOX.
Miss any part of the Mark Reardon Show? Download the podcast anytime.
Initiating download. Stand by.
At KMOX.com/Reardon.
Well, I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. I'm going to be tuning in tonight. WGN America is going to try something. It's a bit of an experiment. It's called News Nation, looking for people who might be wanting their news served up opinion-free. Joe Donlin is the lead anchor, and he's got some St. Louis connections. He's with me this afternoon. Hey, Joe, how are you? Welcome to KMOX.
Doing well, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, first and foremost, we got to clear up a part of the mystery here. I'm told, and I think I researched this a little bit, were you born in St. Louis? Did you grow up here? What's the St. Louis connection?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, born and raised in Ferguson. And as you know, the next question is St. Louis University High School. Yeah, so and I was there through college. I went to Marquette, and that's when I left, and my whole family's still there. You know, I have a lot of fond memories growing up there, going to Busch Stadium and trying to get autographs from Bob Gibson and Joe Torre, and, you know, watching those early baseball teams and even the football teams, you know, with Jim Hart, Jackie Smith, and Jim Bakken. I mean, these are names that, you know, folks who've been there a while, like, and are as old as I am, will remember for sure. But just so many great memories of growing up there. What a wonderful sports town and just a great place to be.
Have you been vaccinated against the Cubs virus, Joe?
You know, I noticed you've got some Chicago roots as well. So
yes, but I never caught the Cubs virus, though. I moved here in 79. I always tell this story. I was a Dodgers fan when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, and my family is back up there now. But, yeah, I'm diehard Cardinals fan. So
that's interesting.
Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
And your family's okay with that up here?
Well, part of my family is not. No, I get harassed by a good portion of the family. But my mom and dad moved here in 79. They stayed for 10 years. And, you know, that was a great stretch here, the 80s. And they became big Cardinals fans. So, no, they're okay with it. And, you know, the extended family, we just don't invite them over. That's all.
Right. Well, I will say this. I do have a White Sox hat and jersey that I will wear on occasion. I don't have any Cubs gear, but
smart.
That doesn't mean you know, it's funny. I'm obviously a huge Cardinals fan, but I respect and appreciate what the Cubs do. I mean, when you live here, you really can't help but catch sort of the infectious spirit that they carry through the city. And they really are a reflection of Chicago in many ways. And Wrigley's such a special
Absolutely.
Place to be. And I was, you know, I rooted for them in 16. I was hoping that they would win the World Series. And frankly, I think baseball's better. And the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry is better when the Cubs are relevant.
I do not disagree with any of that. And by the way, my good friend who I work with, you know, you had your stint in Milwaukee. I spent 10 years there, WTMJ, and
sure.
Len Casper, who is the television voice
yeah.
of the Cubs. We were good friends and remain in contact. So, Joe, let's talk about this News Nation, because I've said this so many times, especially over the last 3 years. You know, the one guy I think about all the time is Tim Russert, because I miss Tim Russert. I miss what he used to do on Meet the Press. I knew Tim Russert worked for Democrats. I knew where he leaned, of course, but he never let that, in my mind, really bleed through, because he was tough on everyone. And I think there is a hunger in this country for non-biased news, and that's what News Nation is going to try to be all about, right?
It is. We've heard a lot about that mission that we've decided, this center lane, if you will, that we're going to occupy here, and it's getting a lot of attention. And I've said it's not like we're rediscovering a planet here or the wheel. It's journalism without opinion. What makes it unusual is that it's unique in that time period, in prime time on cable, which is pretty much consumed by opinion and talk. And if you want to watch people sit around and talk about the president, there are plenty of options for that. That's not what we're going to do. And we've had a really good idea of how the show will look over the last 4 weeks. We've been doing as live rehearsals. Every day we go in and do this show as if we're live that night at 7 o'clock. And during the hurricane Isaias, we were live up and down the East Coast at all of our Nextstar stations. Last week with Hurricane Laura, we were live up and down the Gulf Coast. All of these stations that are under the Nextstar umbrella, including KTBI in St. Louis there, are part of our resources. And we can pivot to anything, anywhere, really, at the drop of a dime and cover it. And I think that's what we're really going to focus on. And we're going to look at it as sort of an opportunity to let the country get to know America again. We're not going to focus on politics. We're not going to focus on D.C. or the East Coast or the West Coast. We're really sort of a newscast from the heartland, for the heartland. There's a lot of great content out there that would never see the light of day on a national broadcast, and we're going to give it that light.
Well, I'm very curious about it. I think there, you know, I put this on Twitter yesterday, talked about it just briefly on the air, and got a fair amount of response, which is interesting because I didn't talk about it that much, and I didn't tweet about it that much, but there were some people, I think, who want to check this out. Now, it was my understanding, I'm trying to access this right now, I read a piece that was in the LA Times yesterday, and there's going to be some, tell me about the process here, because even after the newscast, during the newscast, when you're vetting stories, there's a bit of a process here with producers to make make sure that you're kind of going down that non-biased lane. Can you explain that at all?
Exactly. Right. There are people I see and people I don't see, and I guess we'll never see. I don't know. There are rhetoricians off-site who watch the broadcast and each night send in notes, their observations, what might have been a perceived bias, words we've used, every single word they're looking at and listening to. And in the newsroom, I know there are at least two, and then overall, all of us are, who are sort of looking out for anything and everything that might shed some bias or perception that we think would be unacceptable. So, I mean, the other day I'd written a story, and one of the biased producers came over and flagged it and said, hey, listen, I think this allows the viewer to make an assumption that I didn't really think about, but after, you know, a few minutes of debate, I said, okay, you know, I'm not above an editor. We all need an editor, and I'm certainly not above anyone looking at my work and saying, here's a way to make it better, and I think in the end she did. So it's really from start to finish. I think it's funny. People have this perception that in local news or even now at network, you know, there's this boogeyman who determines what we're going to cover and why, and you have to cover this, and that there's some reason for why we cover what we cover. And that's so not true. We come in every day, you know, we check our bias at the door, we check our opinions at the door, and we say, look, what's going on today? What are the big stories? What do people need to know? What should they know? What might they be entertained to know? And off we go, you know. And so we're going to focus on the facts, as we've been saying, balance, not bias. It's what people say they want. The question is, will they watch? And I think the biggest challenge for us, Mark, really is having people find us. Because even I think KTVI ran like the Making of News Nation over the weekend. So people have maybe this perception that it's on Channel 2. It's not. It's on WGN America. This is on cable. And it's sort of where we're starting. We're working now on streaming options, hopefully that will come up at some point in the near future. But for now, it's WGN America, 7 to 10 Central, 8 to 11 Eastern.
So you know Joe Donlund here and on WGN America, News Nation is going to kick off tonight. You know KMOX very well. And, you know, one of the things that we hear all the time, in particular from older listeners, is Bob Hyland would be rolling in his grave if he heard, you know, me do a talk show. Because I have my roots in news. I went to Mizzou, was a news director for a while, but I started going the talk show route more consistently 25 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago at this point. But, you know, the one thing that would be a criticism from maybe some of the yesteryear of KMOX, that's got to be careful about this, is a lot of that ended up being a little milquetoast. So how do you present news in a way where you think people are going to be interested? Because, look, we've seen how a lot of people seek out reaffirmation for their views, which is what happens a lot of times with CNN and Fox. I'm very concerned about just the state of journalism, because I do think that we have to have good reporting and good unbiased journalism. But I also worry about there being an audience for something like this. And we know that there's going to be an audience, but will there be a big enough audience to sustain this?
Well, we're about to find out, right? I can tell you that our advertising for September is sold out. So that was a good sign. You're right. I think I've already seen the memes, and I'm sure the critics are already out there. And to be honest, I asked one of I won't share the media outlet, but one of the reporters who's done a story on News Nation recently, I asked, you know, what are you hearing about this? And he said, you know, a lot of the other cable outfits are rolling their eyes. They think, oh, that's cute, you know, or yeah, good luck with that. We know what works and it isn't that. So we know what we're up against, and we know there are a lot of people who are betting against us, and we know a lot of people think this is going to be boring, but you know, I've been in the chair for the last month and it's not. So I don't know that people will sit and watch all 3 hours of it, but there's very little, if any, repetition. It's, I think, an interesting show that takes you all around the country. I mean, we had the other night, reports from the RNC. We had the wildfires live out on the West Coast. We had the hurricane bearing down on the Gulf Coast. There's a lot going on in this country. And when you cast that net out every day and you think, how are we going to fill 3 hours of news? When you pull the net back in, now all of a sudden you're saying, how are we going to fit all this in? And that's a good problem to have. And it is our job. It's a great point, Mark. How do we make it interesting? And that's going to be up to us to do with good storytelling. And hopefully people will tune in for this and continue to tune in. Because, look, I watched some of the cable networks the last night of both the DNC and the RNC. And it's good. You know, it's great. It's engaging. It's smart. Great guests. But it's hyper-focused on D.C. And if you want something beyond that, then this is what you're looking for, I think.
I think so, too. And, you know, what frustrates me is, and I used to be completely loyal CNN despite my politics and then shifted after the Kavanaugh hearings. But I watch both. I listen to both. I'm in my car. I sample it, you know, just because I want to stay on top of things. But more than any other time, I think, and I know this has been a criticism of Fox and maybe CNN in the past, but I felt like I'm living in just two different worlds here after George Floyd with some of the coverage from the protests. So I think there is a desire to have something presented in a different way. So I look forward to it. The only criticism maybe I would have is I find it on DirecTV 307. It looks like I have to hit record on each hour to have the 3 hours recorded. That might that might be just a DirecTV issue, but I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight because I'm going to check it out. WGN News Nation, 7 o'clock till 10 Central. Is Mr. Ben Bradley going to be a part of this reporting or not?
He will be. When something happens in Chicago that he's covered, he'll be on. Ben's a fantastic reporter, and it's an example of how this sort of game plan is drawn up. Wherever across the country something big happens, chances are we have a station there, and we can tap into the Ben Bradleys of the world who are covering all these things at the local level and know these stories better than anyone who might parachute in from a network and isn't necessarily familiar with it. I like the game plan. I really like the philosophy. I think this is what we've heard everywhere we go is, you know, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Don't tell me how to think. Just tell me the news. And a lot of us have really kind of gotten drawn into this affirmation, not information, and we'll see. I think, you know, some of the research that impressed me was that even the most loyal Fox and CNN viewer sample, so which might maybe surprise you too, I don't know, but I would think that there's no way a Fox viewer would ever land on CNN, but they do. So for us to get them to sample and say, you know, let's just see what happened today and not get an opinion or talk about an issue and then bring on five people to talk more about that issue. And in the end, you really get maybe three topics that they've talked about in an hour. That's not what we're going to do. And again, nothing against it. They have their lane. We're just going to pick a different lane.
Yeah, and I look forward to it. Joe Donlan, who has some roots here in St. Louis, WGN America, News Nation. I mentioned Mr. Bradley because I plucked him out of that journalism school at Mizzou when he was a young budding reporter. And I give him credit. You know, I like to think that I had an eye for talent. But, you know, guys like Ben, and he was like me to a certain extent in that he sought out experience to be a better reporter when a lot of people didn't take that opportunity. And we've been in touch. I love his Twitter feed, and he was even a guest on the show just about a month ago when we had a story from Chicago. So Joe, I look forward to seeing all this tonight. Have fun with it.
Mark, thanks very much for having me.
I hope they succeed. I really do. But I want to check out the product for sure. You can watch tonight starting at 7 to 10 Central. It's 2:31.
Get ready for the Cards and Reds tonight. Ameren Total Access 445. First pitch 540. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Hey, that was a great Paul DeJong grand salami last night. And the Cardinals tried to give away a 7-1 lead, but they won the game. So that was good. And they go at it again tonight. We're out just a little early. Hey, the president's taking questions right now with Bill Barr and law enforcement in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after this event. Let's dip into that, Dave, just for a little bit here and see what's happening.
People calling for an end to systemic racism. Do you believe systemic racism is a problem in this country?
Well, you know, you just keep getting back to the opposite subject. We should talk about the kind of violence that we've seen in Portland and here and other places. It's tremendous violence. You always get to the other side. Well, what do you think about this or that? The fact is that We've seen tremendous violence, and we will put it out very, very quickly if given the chance. And that's what this is all about. I keep hearing about peaceful protests. I hear it about everything. And then I come into an area like this, and I see the town is burned down. I mean, you look at Minneapolis. They should have acted much quicker. When we got the National Guard in there, it took literally a half an hour. You saw the scene. They formed. They walked. It was over. And they haven't had a problem of any consequence since. Their police weren't allowed to do the job that they could do. They have a very good police department, but they weren't allowed. Now they want to break it up. They want to end it. They don't want to have a police department. They want to not only defund, they want to get rid of it. It's ridiculous. So I just say this, that the kind of violence that I saw, you may have protesters, but you have some really bad people, too. You have anarchists, and you have the looters, and you have the rioters. You have all types. You have agitators. And that's what you should be focusing on with your question. I keep hearing about peaceful protests. It's become really, I think it's hurt the media very badly, because you'll have somebody standing on one of the networks. I won't say which one, but there are more than one, many of them, saying how it's a peaceful protest. And over the shoulder, you see the whole place is burning down. It's become a pretty common sight. So I don't view the peaceful protest. I think peaceful protesting is fantastic. I think it's great. But by and large, this is not peaceful protest. When you walk into an area and you see buildings that have burned down, and fortunately here we stopped it early, and so the damage is relatively minimal. But when you look at some of these areas that they just don't ask for the help, they refuse to allow us to go in and help them. And by the time you get there, the place is disintegrated. And then they say it was a peaceful protest. It's not a peaceful protest, and you shouldn't call it a peaceful protest. Okay, one more, please.
For the pastors, answer my question, please. My question was to the pastors.
Say it again.
The peaceful protests that have happened.
You're going to have to speak up, sir.
The peaceful protests that have happened, you've acknowledged some of them are peaceful. They're calling for structural change. Mr. Blake was shot something like 7 times in the back. Sure. Do you believe that there is a need for structural change? What is your message?
Well, I think people are calling for structural change, and then you could take the people of Kenosha that aren't here and that you won't see and that aren't protesting, but they want change also. They want to see law and order. That's the change they want. They want law and order. They want the police to be police. They want the police to do what they do better than anybody else in the world, and that's what they want, too. You don't see them marching, and you don't see them on the streets, but what they want is they want great police force. They want people that are going to keep them safe, where their houses aren't broken into, where they're not raped and murdered. That's what they want. And they're protesters, too, but they don't walk down the street, up and down the street.
Okay, so, well, geez, he's going to – I can't wait to see CNN respond to that. But, he's making a point that I think people realize at this point. Is there politics involved with this trip to Kenosha? Absolutely. But some of the points he's making, how can you challenge the fact that he's walking through rubble, destruction, buildings that were burned down? Some of them look like a bomb went off. So we'll continue to keep you posted on that. I do want to talk a little bit more about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation in Kenosha. We'll have some time to do that here on the other end of the break, also after 3 o'clock.
KMOX is St. Louis's news, talk, sports, radio.
I wanted to get to a little bit more here of the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. The president said, Dave, play the first shortcut here from the president on Kyle Rittenhouse, because yesterday he talked about this, the 17-year-old kid who shot 3 protesters, 2 of them dead. He's been charged with murder now.
He was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like, and he fell, and then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation, but I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed.
You know, I alluded to this last week, and a lot of people are upset with the president's comments there, but I'll toss this out. And, I was going to take some phone calls on this. Realistically, I think my producer is going to agree with me. I don't have time to do that right now. One of my questions was going to be, a serious question. Is there anyone who has seen the video? I think a lot of people haven't seen the video. They don't know the circumstances. They've heard the story. If you watch as much of the video as been provided, there's a couple of different ones out there that show that he was being chased, that they reached for the gun, that there was a skateboard that was involved on his head, all these things. So my question for people, and you can make a case that the kid shouldn't have been there, shouldn't have been waving a gun around. Well, Wisconsin's an open carry state. He wasn't doing anything wrong just by carrying the gun. And when someone tries to grab the gun, and I don't know all the circumstances, but I think it's not going to be too difficult for these lawyers, and we'll play a cut here from John Pierce, who was on with Tucker Carlson last night, to convince a jury. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the charges end up being dropped here or reduced, because they certainly overcharged given the video evidence here. So here's John Pierce on what the defense is going to be of Kyle Rittenhouse.
This is 100% self-defense, Tucker. Kyle, he's a good kid. He's a lifeguard. Kenosha was burning down. Actually, when he got done with work that day, he went to the high school with some friends to try to remove some graffiti. After that, they got a call from a local business person who owns three businesses in downtown Kenosha. Two of those three businesses had been burnt to the ground, and this business owner simply wanted to desperately protect what was left of his life's work, so he asked for help. Kyle and his friends decided that nobody was doing anything to protect that community, and they decided that they would answer that call and help to protect that business. Kyle actually took a first aid kit downtown because he was concerned that there would be wounded protesters downtown. And in fact, he took a firearm because Kenosha had become a war zone. Right. And any sensible person would take that. And him and his friends stayed on the premises and protected that property. And then some events started to unfold whereby he was trying to treat medically wounded protesters. And ultimately, he got trapped out on the street, out in the open, because the riot police had moved the line far enough down that they were between himself and that premises.
So he was running after the first shooting, and Mr. Pierce kind of goes into the first shooting and what happened there.
As a report and has analyzed this very closely, there was a shot that was fired as Kyle was retreating, actually, from a mob that had become enraged that he was trying to put out fires that the arsons had set, and because he was trying to protect property. The mob became enraged. They began screaming that Kyle needed to be killed, and they were going to kill him. They started relentlessly hunting him as prey as he ran down the street attempting to retreat. As he ran out of room to retreat, a shot was fired from behind him. The New York Times has clearly shown that. Shortly after that, the individual, Mr. Rosenbaum, who was leading the attack on him, set upon him immediately, began to assault him from behind, attempted to take his weapon, take his firearm. And Kyle, when he turned, he instantaneously had no choice but to defend himself by firing, because he was in imminent danger of serious bodily harm or death.
Now, look, that's the lawyer. He's gonna spin that case the way that he wants to. He's representing this kid. He's going to tell you everything he can to indicate that this kid is not guilty of the charges. And you don't have to believe him, but here's the problem. If you don't want to believe him, there's video that shows that these things are true. Now, come on, you're telling me, let's say this somehow miraculously gets to a jury, which if I'm Mr. Pierce, I think I want it to go to a jury, because they're going to only want him to plead guilty to lesser charges. If you're on a jury and you see the video evidence and you hear this testimony, there's no way this kid gets found guilty. There's not a chance. Again, I'd be shocked if the charges weren't dropped at this point. It's a horrible thing that happened. And I wish he wouldn't have taken his gun up there and people were still alive. But the bottom line is that there are a lot of things, and this is where, you know, we talked about WGN America and this situation tonight with non-biased news. If the New York Times, and they had to, as Mr. Pierce indicated, they even had to admit in some of their reporting, the Washington Post has too, that, yeah, you know what, he was kind of being chased. There were these other things that were happening. They reluctantly bury it way down deep into the column inches. But they've admitted it because it's factual. We know it's factual because we've seen it. Now, I don't know everything that went on. So maybe there's evidence that would show something else. There's certainly that possibility. For example, in the situation in Portland where the Trump supporter was shot, he may have maced the guy who shot. I don't know if that's relevant or not. Was the guy shooting because he got pepper spray in the face? Maybe. We don't know all the facts of that. Different situation than this, for sure. So here's John Pierce. One more bite here, Dave, on how they want charges against some of the other people that were there.
In this war zone, in this chaos that was occurring in a city in America, in the middle of Wisconsin, you know, Kyle, the only individuals that Kyle shot were the three individuals that were attacking him and putting him at risk of serious bodily harm or death. This is a 17-year-old kid. Where are the charges for aggravated assault against Kyle Rittenhouse? Where are the charges for arson in our cities? Where are the charges for rioting? Where are the charges for crossing state lines? And where are the charges against the people who are funding this activity and who are financing it? And why is Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old lifeguard who is attempting to protect the businesses in his community and attempting to help wounded protesters and was protecting his own life while Kenosha was burning, why is he the one sitting in jail tonight as forces within this country sickeningly attempt to find a way to bring harm to him while he's in detention?
And what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When he's not found guilty or they drop the charges or whatever the situation is, and when the officer involved in Mr. Blake's shooting is found not guilty, or they don't charge him because they have nothing to charge him with because it was a lawful use of deadly force, in theory. Again, don't know all the facts of that right now. In the situation with Mr. Floyd, when those officers are probably found not guilty because there's ample amount of evidence that Mr. Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe," long before Derek Chauvin was on his show. Not justifying that. Always got to be careful. Looked horrible. I get it. But Mr. Floyd was on fentanyl, and he had been saying things for a long time. They're not going to be found guilty. So what happens then to the Kenoshas, to the St. Louisans, to the... They're all going to burn down? That's what's coming. That is what's coming. That's why you charge the 17-year-old kid, because you have to, or there's going to be more looting and burning. Second hour of the show is coming up. Hang in there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.